If you have your Bibles, if you would, please turn to John 15. John 15. It is the vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. So we gotta get really close to God, and even though we can't really see him, you gotta hug him and just try to stay good with him and do what he tells us to do. And no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. So we have to stay with God or else we're meh. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So it said it right there, that we have to stay hugging him all the time. Even when you might not be getting what you want, you might be like, really, I want that. Why did you get it and not me? And you think that sometimes. And so he just cheers you up. So you gotta hug him really tight so you don't feel that way. I'm the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. So he doesn't think that your questions are cuckoo. He won't think if you ask, God, why did you make clocks or something like that? He won't think, what kind of question is that? It's for time. You can ask him anything and he won't think of you any differently. And he won't think you are weird. He'll think that you're a good kid. I have no clue. Okay, I found my place. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. We gotta love him a lot, and he'll be hugging us back. And it'll be a big bear hug. And we gotta get in that bear hug with the world, too, and show them that God likes bear hugs. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. And he wants us to not be sad all the time and be the person that always has a big frown on their face and always, if someone's doing something that they don't like, they don't always go, well, that's dumb. Why are you doing that? You should do it my way. You just got to stay with God's joy, and people will think, why am I so sad all the time? I want to be like her or him and always have that big smile, and everyone be like, she's so happy or he's so happy. And then they will think, good, and then maybe you can say, hey, do you have a church? Because I have a good church. You should come. And then God will speak to you, and you will have my joy. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. He had a lot of love because he sent his son and to die for us when we were off doing... And he was over here looking at us, thinking, they really need to really get my bear hug because they need some love. And then he was like, Jesus, and then he died. And that is why now we can go to heaven and be with him in his eternal bear hug. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And were his friends, like Grandpa said, he's closer than a brother. And he'll always, even if you have friends on this earth, they might sometimes not be very nice to you, and they always look down at you and everything you do wrong and stuff. And he will always be like, you just gotta get back up again, try again. And he'll always be encouraging to you, and you gotta be a light in the world because it's full of darkness. And so you gotta be like him, and he show him God and do that to them if they are on the playground. You gotta just go over there and tell them that, are you okay? Well, no. Well, God loves you. Oh, yay! And then they might ask you, I don't know God. You tell them, well, he's a big guy in heaven, and he likes us to be in his bear hug. So ask him if you can join his bear hug, and he'll always say, well, sure, I've been waiting for you for a long time. Finally, you finally decide to come to my great bear hug. You are my friends. If you do what I command, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. If you don't have a red-letter Bible like me, and you want one, well, you can just ask God. I can't really find a red-letter Bible. Can you just tell me if you're actually talking in this? And he'll be like, sure, I'm talking right now, like he is in the Bible right now. So if you're wondering why it's saying that kind of stuff, it's because he's talking and telling us stuff in the Bible. You did not choose me, but I chose you and pointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. You gotta show fruit to each other, and God will be like, her fruit is delicious to me. That makes him really want to squeeze you tighter in his bear hug. And then he'll really like you. He likes you already, but I mean, he'll just really, really like you. Yeah, and you don't want him to be mad or unhappy with you, so you gotta just keep doing what he tells you to do, because you don't want to have an unhappy God, because he's done so much to you and helped you. And you just want to give that stuff back to him. And so you gotta, it's near Thanksgiving time, you have 24 hours a day, 60 minutes an hour, I don't know how many seconds, and you ought to have at least 1 minute a day to say, God, thank you for everything. And if you don't, he's probably thinking, I gave you 24 hours a day, seriously? You should have at least done something. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love each other. So you gotta have a big heart. And so, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. The vine is God, and bearing fruit is the fruitfulness that you do. So you want to hug close and get really good big fruit for the world and for God, because you want to remain in God, because if you're not, you're straying like a sheep, and he has to come and gather you back up. And he does a lot for us. So you want him to just not have to go. Seriously, I just gathered you up the other day. And you want to always stay with him because that means that you really are doing a good job if you stay with him. So you got to be that good sheep that's always right next to him. And that's goat or sheep talk, whatever you want to call it, for thank you, God. I want to be with you forever. And then he lets you into his gates. And you will be up there with him for eternity. And you don't want to be down there with you-know-who for eternity because it's not happy. You can't be with God then. And you'll realize, what have I done? I'll never get to be in that bear hug ever again. And that would really make God sad because he likes being a bear hug with you and he wants you to be in a good bear hug with him. And you wonder, I think I know why he's so big, because his heart's so big. It has to be like as big as the earth, you're thinking. He has all that love for all these people. Some of them are off doing stuff that you do not want to try yourself. So you just got to stay in the bear hug. And so you got to remain in him, and he'll remain in you, like it says in this. If anyone does not remain in me, this is harsh, and you don't want to be harsh with God. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown in the fire, and burned. And it's a burning down there. And you really don't want to be down there. You want to be up with God and his bear hug, worshiping him for eternity. And walk on the streets of gold, talking to God. You showed me a lot of love when I probably wasn't that nice to you sometimes. A lot of times. And I don't know if I could have been like that to some people that are mean. And you just think, he does have a big heart. Because you have to let him into your heart so you can be in his bear hug. And you really want him in your heart because you won't always be that person that's always sitting on the park bench. Why don't I get what I want? And when you have God, you'll be joyful and you won't be that person. And people might look up to you and be like, how are you so joyful? I'm with God, people! You gotta have God, G-O-D. It's easy, capitalize it. Because he's that great, he deserves a capitalization. He's a proper noun! I don't want to teach you English. But, I mean, he deserves that. He really deserves to be a proper noun because he's a proper dude. And so he deserves all that we have, and we shouldn't keep any of ourselves away from him. And some days you might feel like you're walking away, and he's over here, and you're just like, I really want to do this, but I want to stay with you. You just got to ask him, God, I'm not really feeling that great today. I kind of really want to try this out, but I know it's wrong. And he'll tell you, don't you want a bear hug? And he'll bear hug you, and you'll feel better, and you'll be joyful and hop around. And then that's the light that he wants us to spread. Because that world out there is not a happy place at all. And there's so many people, you don't want them. You know what it'll be like down there. You don't know all of it. You don't want everyone in this world to have to go down there. Because, you know, you don't. You want them to be up there. And so does God. And you just got to please him and show the world the light that he has and how awesome he is, because he's a proper noun. So you just stick to him and be in his bear hug. So this is not even talking about the vine and the branches, but it's Thanksgiving time. And so if you also have your Bible again, would you please turn to Psalm 100? We were learning about this in Bible lesson, and if you haven't already, you might want to learn your books of the Bible. Like my mama, my teacher, Lola, has learned them. And now we're just like Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, doing all that stuff when we're having to flip to it, and it makes Bible turning much easier. So if you haven't learned them, you might want to learn them. So Psalm 100. Shout for joy. Shout to the world and tell them we have a good God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Not just this tiny square and be like, I know I've told you this a million times. You want to tell them over and over because they have thick head, thick skull. You got to get it in their head. And then one day they'll be like, thank you. I love God. Thank you so much for telling me how awesome he is. And he will be really happy for that. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. And if you didn't know this, people in the old days, people still do it, they would sing these to God. Know that the Lord is God, and it is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Going back to the sheep. And we don't want to stray from him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. You really got to get moving. Because there's a big world out there that needs to know this stuff. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Because his name is a proper noun. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. It'll happen over and over. And you might not be feeling it sometimes. And you just got to draw near to him and he'll come near to you. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And we got to be faithful like he is to us. He might wonder, why is she going away again? Or he. And he just stays with you. He doesn't leave you and say, she's never coming back. He always stays and he's talking. He's like, Barbara, Haley. Everyone in this place, not just Barbara, not just me, not just Grandpa, not just all of you, everywhere in the world, they have to be faithful to him because he's faithful to us. And so just make sure that you're a good sheep.
That last scripture she read is a song that we sang around here once in a while. We sang, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. We sang that. We used to sing it a lot. There's so many other worship songs to sing that we don't sing it as much. I thought I was going to have to fill in about 25 minutes, and I don't think so. She did good. Good job, Haley. How many wants getting that big old bear hug? Because he's an awesome dude. he's an awesome dude. He's a proper noun. Hey, did you learn anything? Amen.